What's on your bucket list? I don't know, maybe many people have a bucket list, a list of those things, those experiences they want to have before they kick the bucket, before we die. Maybe for some people it's to go skydiving, definitely not mine. To go on African safari in Ohio State, Michigan, to attend Ohio State Michigan game, whatever it might be, or one of mine is to go to the Holy Land. But we realize when we think about the end of our life here, we begin to think about what we find to be most important. And what we're looking at the end, we think, gosh, what are those things that I really want to do or need to do in my life? And in our gospel today, and in the first reading as well, they point us to the end. Jesus speaks to those cataclysmic signs, which pointed to a few things. They pointed to the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem in 70 AD, but also pointing to the end of the world and pointing to Jesus' second coming as the Son of Man coming on the clouds. All kind of scary signs. And you can just imagine, as he said this, the disciples are probably thinking, well, Lord, when is all this going to come? Why can't you just tell us so that we can be prepared and so that we can be ready? They might have said, I can't fulfill my bucket list unless you let me know when this is going to happen. But then Jesus says, no one knows when this day or the hour will come, but only the Father knows. So he invited them instead to trust each day in following and growing closer to Jesus himself. Because we too, if we would know the day that we would die or the day that Jesus would come back again, certainly those are going to come for us. And we are called to be prepared. But if we would know, probably because of our human nature and our procrastination, we might think, well, I have all this time to get ready. I have all this time to get right with God, or to turn my life around, or to put away this sin, or to reconcile with this person, or to be serious about my relationship with Jesus, and so then I'll worry about that later. But of course, yes, we know our day will come. We will all be judged. And that day could be, for any of us, that day could be today. So we can think about how people prepare for an emergency or a disaster, having a storm shelter, a tornado shelter, the nuclear shelters, how people have a plan of where they need to go, what all those things that they need, the bottles of water, the flashlight, the non-perishable foods, all those things. We can think about all those things for a natural disaster, but instead, the Lord invites us to be prepared to meet him whenever he comes. Not to be afraid, but if we live in friendship with Jesus, if we seek his mercy and his grace each day, there is no need for us to be afraid as we live his life and live in his grace and respond to that call that Jesus makes to us to live the fullness of life. Because Jesus says, I have come so that they may have life in abundance. So as we look towards the end, and realizing this end could come at any moment for any one of us, it helps us to remember what's most important in our lives. So instead of that long, far-off bucket list of experiences and things that we want to do, perhaps instead we should have a bucket list every day. And probably it's just a short list, but are those ways that we can try to grow and to come to know, love, and serve Jesus in our daily lives. To think about each day, perhaps to offer our day to the Lord as we begin our day in prayer, to say, Lord, I give this day to you. Help me to better know, love, and serve you. Help me to see those opportunities that I have to give of myself to others. Those opportunities that I have to be selfless. Those opportunities that I have to mend bridges, to forgive others, to seek forgiveness. Those opportunities that I have to be more serious about speaking to you in prayer. And those opportunities that I have to be able to give myself to you and to others this day. Yes, those bucket lists, those far-off bucket lists, those can be great things and wonderful things, but the Lord wants us, of course, most of all, to live in friendship with him, to live in confidence of all that he has prepared for us if we have lived our lives for him. And today, as we experience him here in his word and also receive him here in the Eucharist, he strengthens us again with himself to help us to give ourselves to him each day so that we need not be afraid whenever he comes.